And there is Brad and David from Third Day. We'd love to introduce you to.
I'm Brad Avery.
Hey, I'm David Carr.
How there you going? Go.
Man, I mean, that's good. Like so
radio. Brad's got a better radio voice this time
yeah,
of the morning.
Yeah,
it's
you
really,
do.
Really bad.
Yeah, but you don't have the bedhead or anything going on. So you...
I really do, actually.
That's oh, is what, that what that is?
Rock and roll.
We just thought you had cool artist hair.
Yeah, well, some people spend, you know, hundreds of dollars on all their hair products. We just sleep in the bus.
This is called grease.
Oh, is it really? Hey, it works
yeah,
well.
Pump it in yeah, through it, the AC
system. It's God-given. It's called the Avery forehead right there. You know, it just comes off right under the hair. You
now, I don't remember which Third Day people we were talking to a couple of weeks ago. It might have been you, Brad. Did you run a marathon? Was that you?
It would not have been Brad.
That wasn't Brad.
So nor was me.
No. So it must have been Ty.
It was Mark.
It was Mark? No way.
Yeah, Mark's yeah. Mr. Marathon.
He ran a marathon.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. He totally did.
It was the Nashville 2K. I'm just kidding.
The 2K marathon.
Mark's Mr. Runner. I mean, he's probably more... He's been more into running than any of us in the actual band Third Day. Jeff Barkley, who used to be our keyboard guy on stage and traveled with us for 6 years, he ran every single day, no matter where we were, no matter what the weather was.
He was running.
No matter what the neighborhood was, he
really?
Ran.
That is so not right.
It was like... An obsession, but a cool one, you know.
Well, it is addicting because I trained for that half marathon a couple of weeks ago that I ran.
Yeah.
And no matter what the weather's like, I was in Seattle in October, and I ran in the rain at 4:30 in the morning.
Goodness.
Yeah, so you do
Have
get
you
really
recovered?
Addicted. From the half marathon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Legs are all right?
Well, my knees are giving me a little bit of problems, so I'm recouping after that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about Mark's knees? Is he all right?
I think he's okay. He's got fine knees. I like
that. He's got fine knees. Okay, then. That's another story.
Yeah.
Brad and David from Third Day are special guests this morning. Well, wherever you are, there happens to be Third Day, especially this morning, right on the radio with you. Brad and David from Third Day, spending some time with you as you're getting to know them a little bit. Tell me about the kids. David, I see the wedding ring. I know you've got kids. How many?
I got two children.
Two boys, 3 and 1. And they're awesome, you know? I've got a supportive family. My wife, we've been married, it'll be 9 years, November 30th. So I don't know what happened to the last 8 years.
It goes by quick, doesn't it?
But yeah, it's really wild. People always say that as you get older, oh, life goes by fast, but it really does. And I can't even believe my 3-year-old is 3, and then much less that I have 2 kids now. It's blown my mind.
You have a 3-year-old, so have you been working on those running sprints so that you can get a little bit quicker to catch up with him?
Oh my gosh, I can't even. He has so much energy, you could hook him up to a wind turbine and power a small New Hampshire town. So.
For some reason, I just pictured a guinea pig in one of those wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's just like, my wife, I called last night and she said, he's just going crazy. I said, is he being bad? No, he's being good. He's just wild. He's all off the wall. And I called, I talked to him and everything's about lightsabers and Darth Vader. Which we exposed them a little young to that stuff, but once they're in, they're in. There's no getting them out of that, you know.
Favorite character, who does he like?
I think it's Luke Skywalker right now.
Does he like Luke?
He has told us that his name is not Ethan anymore, that it's Luke.
It's Luke.
Please refer to him as Luke.
So. Rob's 4-year-old's real into Star Wars, and he got the lightsaber, too.
We both do.
Oh, boy.
We both do. And it's funny because
pretty awesome.
We have a fence in our backyard that's probably about 4 feet high. And so you can see me. The neighbors can see me, but they don't see Spencer. So all they see us in the backyard is some 38-year-old man going vroom, vroom, vroom around with a lightsaber.
Now, do you have the really nice lightsaber that like
it
makes
up.
All the sounds and all that?
It makes noise and everything.
Yeah,
man.
Somebody gave me that for my birthday last week.
Birthday?
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't know I was this big of a fan. And I think they were really giving it to my son through me. So.
Yeah, that's probably it. But you kept it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I used it on stage that night. It was
your kid. Did he really use it on stage?
Yeah. He really did,
Check
yeah,
out
actually,
the website.
Our pastor, there's a time during this evening where we kind of answer some questions and take some Q&A. And basically, he was... What was the question exactly?
The question was, who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, that's what it was. And Mac, like, stumbled. Mac didn't, like, jump on it real quick, because Mac's usually the guy who likes all the Marvel comics and stuff like that. So Dave had a little opening. He just stood up and... The lightsaber, you know, turned it on and people freaked out. Yeah, they just loved it. He stood up behind the drums and there it was.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You have it with you?
No, I left it at home.
Oh, too bad, because I would have brought mine. And
oh,
we
could have had a duel.
Just on stage.
Yeah,
it would have
been awesome.
Brad and David from Third Day with us this morning. Here they are with You Are So Good to Me. Family-friendly His Radio, 752. Good morning. I'm Rob. She's Kristen.
And Brad and David both here from Third Day today.
It's really us.
It's us, for real.
Hanging out with you.
Brad and I are the quietest two guys in the band, probably. So.
We've noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. We don't take over conversations very often. We're very polite. And mm-hmm.
Actually, I probably would talk more, but I usually just don't have a microphone in which to do that. So,
why don't you just grab one of your drum mics?
I know, pull it off the snare drum. Well, and then it's all, you know, EQ'd for the snare, and it's like, you know, it doesn't really sound right. And
but you'd sound so cool.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I speak with drums. I have a drum language. It's like Morse code.
Good. So what do you say with your drums?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's pretty hard to imitate it here on the air. But if you have a drum set, I could set it up and.
Oh really? Well, guess what?
Recite the Gettysburg.
No, recite the Gettysburg Address with the drums. Well, how you been doing, Brad?
I've been doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Christmas, I'm sure.
Yeah, my family we have a way of doing a whole bunch of things all at one time. So life is pretty busy right now. Yeah.
How in the world do you do a bunch of things at one time?
I don't know why it all works out that way.
Uh-huh.
And usually, you know, there's nothing going on, and you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs, and then it all comes at once. So yeah, it's crazy right now. Actually, Christmas, believe it or not, hasn't really been on my radar. I know that's probably sacrilegious, but I've just been thinking about a lot of other things right now. So, lots of stuff going on. We're building. We're adopting from China.
Are you really?
On tour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot of crazy things happening right now. So,
when's the adoption supposed to go through?
Well, you know, we just kind of found out that it could be a little longer than we thought, so it may be later next year than we thought it was.
Is that kind of
be.
Disappointing when you hear that?
It is, because you know you kind of try to plan your life and you know you get your it's called being paper pregnant, you know, so you go through labor dealing with, you know, sending papers all over and getting the signatures that you need from dignitaries and whatnot all over, you know, the world. So once you go through that and they've got your papers, you know, over there, it's just, you know, you're just waiting on them to give you a referral. And so they have our stuff. You know, we went through the whole process and the pains and all that, and we thought it'd be pretty soon, but it's still going to be a while.
Now, so. You have kids.
I have three girls. So, yeah, we're adopting a girl from China, so I'll have four girls here.
You are
going
to be so outnumbered.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
unbelievable.
I'm the only guy in the house. Yeah, that's for sure.
That makes Sunday football tough, man.
You got to get a dog or something, Brad.
A dog?
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
Well, we had a cat.
Yeah.
It was a female cat, too, so...
Not good odds.
Yeah. So, I don't. My wife goes couch commando too. She watches NASCAR. So, I mean, I don't even
really?
Get to watch what I want to watch on Sundays anyway. So.
You're not in the NASCAR thing?
I'm into it. But I'm more of a golfaholic. You know? So
are you?
I would sit there and watch golf. Yeah, I dabble with golf. So,
a lot.
A lot. Yeah, I'm kind of addicted to it.
Are you a good dabbler?
I'm pretty decent.
Brad
yeah.
is Mr. Golf, man.
Yeah,
it's awesome. He's committed
player,
to the cause.
I do putt-putt, but I've never gone out and you know, that's about it.
For the fun of it.
Putt-putt for the fun of it.
Putt-putt for the fun of it, yeah, because the kids can get into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my four-year-old man, he's got an incredible swing. Sometimes he just misses the whole course altogether.
Wow,
that's cool. Brad and David from Third Day, here they are with their latest, it's Cry Out to Jesus on Family Friendly His Radio. That's Third Day, and Cry Out to Jesus along with us is Third Day, which is Brad and David from Third Day. The other guys like to sleep, and
Absolutely.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah, we like to sleep also, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just got up just to be with everybody.
Yes, we did.
Good for you. That song came out at just the right time from your new CD, Wherever You Are, with Cry Out to Jesus, and with all the hurricanes and all that mess that's been going on, I mean, people are just needing some kind of a hope.
Yeah, well, and we found that... you know, when we wrote the song, when we were working on it back in March, you know, who knew that there was going to be this big hurricane or several of them? And, I mean, I guess we knew that the tsunami had happened a couple months before. But, you know, we were just really thinking about us and our families. It kind of moved from the inner circle out, just thinking about life in general and all the believers we know that life is not always as easy as just a little quick, you know, cute scripture or quick little thing to sum up what life is about. Sometimes life is really hard for people, and I think that we just wanted to recognize that people go through real tough times, and it's when you're going through a trial, whether it's a real hurricane or it's an internal hurricane or storm in your life, nobody, I mean, everyone can say they know that it's hard, but nobody knows what it feels like unless they're walking in it. And so we're not at all going to try to say we know how people feel, but we're just saying, look, all we know to tell you, the only thing we can say as a band who has anything to say is to cry out to your maker, because ultimately, I'm reading some books right now and some stuff that's telling me so much about what God wants to do in our lives is break us down to the point where we're dependent on Him for everything. He would rather take away all of our strength and all the things that we've built up, all our defenses, take all that away and strip us down to naked and just basically, you know, where we are surrendered to Him and where we have nothing we can offer except our lives. And so that song, you know, really spoke to people in literal crisis and really just was a song of encouragement. But then, you know, for those who are struggling with things that no one knows about,
yeah,
there's a message there of crying out that I think is pretty powerful. And it's simple, but powerful.
Well, I love the fact you just point it right to the creator of this whole universe. You say, we just need to cry out to Jesus with all this junk that kind of surrounds our lives.
Yeah,
I have to say, Brad and David with us from Third Day, that I am jazzed that you have chosen to come to a couple of his radio places, like in Raleigh, and do a concert just for people who win. And you're going to be in Greenville, South Carolina tonight, which I'm just jazzed about. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to that show.
Cool.
Can I come?
Absolutely.
Please do.
Well,
I need to ask for permission.
We'll work on it.
It's a really special night. It really is. It's a neat night, something different. For people who've seen us before, it'll be a little different for them. Those who haven't, I guess they really have no idea. So we can do, I guess, whatever we do. But it's a really special night, and that's about all I can really say about it because it's a big secret. So
don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I just saw Third Day at the Raleigh concert the other night, and you might want to have those guys clarify when they talk about dropping out of school to join a band that they were referring to college and not, like, you know, the fifth grade or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I was sitting there next to my high school daughter going, don't even think about it.
You know, that's a really good point. I think sometimes we forget, we don't really think about what we're saying, and we definitely don't encourage people to drop out of high school. We don't encourage people to drop out of college, but it was one of those things where, you know, the career started taking off, and we were like, wait a minute, this is really working. College doesn't seem to be doing much for us right now, so let's go with what's working, and then we'll come back to college. But high school, you got to finish that. Come on.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So don't let your daughter get any wild ideas. So.
No, not a choice.
and to reinforce that, how about an autographed CD from Third Day, their brand new one called Wherever You Are? Will that make it up?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Brad and David with us from Third Day. I'm sure you guys are going to be doing Christmas shopping very soon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've already started. We started in July.
It's happened already.